retail, realty, and the reality of the job market.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. It's the morning open, the first look at what's affecting the broader economy just a few minutes into the trading day. So let me ask this question. Where's Wall Street? Up it is at this point. The S&P 500 up about 1%. Same for the NASDAQ, up about 17 points. And the Dow up 73 points, up nearly 0.75% at 88.12. European shares are mostly higher right now. Asian markets closed mixed. The Nikkei and Hang Seng barely going anywhere today. This morning, we got a couple of positive numbers from the government. The Commerce Department says retail sales increased by 0.5% in May, by the largest amount in 4 months. Jobless claims fell last week. At the same time, though, oil prices are higher, and we have another round of Treasury note auctions that could give us a better idea of what's happening with interest rates. Bill Stone is Chief Investment Strategist at PNC Wealth Management. He's with us live this morning from Philly. Hi, Bill.
Hello.
So this is something you're calling a big tug of war. I mean, what the heck is going on with interest rates with the latest Treasury auction?
Well, it's a combination of better economic data would lead to, generally always leads to higher interest rates in the sense that people want more return on their money when they're expecting that they can maybe make more elsewhere. So that's a given. I think the concern is with the amount of debt that the government's continually having to issue, and there's a big 30-year auction this afternoon, as you mentioned, that perhaps some of the inflation expectations are getting built into there. Then you have combined in here some of those rising energy costs. And the worry is that eventually maybe that goes too far and really smothers what's still a fragile economic recovery.
And retail sales, Bill, something that the market really looks to get a picture of the health of the economy. Are the worries that you're talking about taking the wind out of the report that May sales were better quickly?
Yeah, I think a little bit. You know, also underneath it, there wasn't a lot of discretionary spending in the retail sales report, so that it wasn't quite as good as even on the surface.
All right. Bill Stone joining us from Philly. Thanks, Bill.
Thanks.
The number of the newly unemployed, as I mentioned, seeking benefits fell last week, but the number of people continuing to claim benefit checks has risen once again to the highest level on record, 6.8 million. And people cite a lot of different unemployment figures to try and gauge where the economy is and see if the recession is receding. Economics correspondent Chris Farrell joins us now to talk about the job market and what those barometers say about the broader economy. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
So what about all this talk about the recession winding down?
Oh, I think the recession is winding down. And most notably, Paul Krugman, Nobel laureate, New York Times economist, he says, look, when the dating committee at the National Bureau of Economic Research says the recession ended, they'll look back and they'll say it was sometime in the summer.
Yeah, well, if it's over, Chris, then what about this unemployment report we got last week? You know, 9.4% unemployment. That's big.
Well, the unemployment number really matters to all of us for obvious reasons. But it's what economists call a lagging indicator that's one of the last things to improve as the economy comes out of recession and enters into this recovery. So I got another number for you to focus on. It deals with employment, but it's a leading indicator.
What's that?
It's the initial unemployment claims. And this is the American workers get handed a pink slip. They go down to the unemployment office and they file claims for jobless benefits. And the good news here is that the initial unemployment claims number has been trending down since mid-March. And what that signals is that companies are starting to say, times are getting better. I'm going to keep this workforce that I have. Oh, by the way, I'm going to work them a little harder.
So wouldn't it be harder then to look at these leading economic indicators? You've got to put a little more thought into it as opposed to these doom and gloom numbers such as the unemployment report that came out last week.
That's right. And by the way, with any economic number, you can't make too much of any 1 week or any 1 month. So when you're looking at the initial unemployment claims, just as you said, you're looking at the trend. I mean, this has been going on for mid-March. So you don't look at any 1 week. You look at the trend.
So in the end, Chris, how do these numbers serve us?
Two ways. One, the recession is bottoming out and there's a recovery that is forming. Secondly, it is going to be a long time before jobs are created. I think this is going to be another jobless recovery. And therefore, everyone who's listening to this has to be prepared for a jobless recovery, not a recovery that will generate a lot of employment.
All right. Economics correspondent Chris Farrell joining us. And we can hear you on Marketplace Money, too.
That's right. And we'll have more thoughts about how what's happening in the economy is affecting your wallet.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Trusted Choice, over 10,000 independent insurance agencies across America committed to treating customers as people, not policies, online at trustedchoice.com. By Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. Produce more, conservemore.com. And by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 750,000 tons of freight daily. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
The head of Bank of America, Ken Lewis, faces a fresh grilling before a congressional panel today. The hearing about the bank's purchase of Merrill Lynch gets underway in a few minutes. Here's Marketplace's Bob Moon.
It's beginning to sound like the U.S. government's efforts to head off a global financial collapse last September had all the markings of a scene from Mission Impossible.
The secretary will disavow all knowledge of your actions.
Kenneth Lewis suggests that kind of scenario in testimony he's prepared for lawmakers today. The B of A chief claims former Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson and Fed Chief Ben Bernanke pressured him to go through with the deal for Merrill Lynch. Lewis says he had serious second thoughts over what he now calls significant accelerating losses at the brokerage. Secretary Paulson has said he left it up to Lewis whether to disclose his doubts to B of A investors. What lawmakers want to know is why then did Lewis sign off on the deal with this kind of enthusiastic pitch to his stockholders?
This was a unique opportunity to acquire a high-quality company that will not only greatly enhance our long-term prospects, but truly creates a firm that is unparalleled in the industry.
Emails turned up by congressional investigators, as reported by the Wall Street Journal, appear to support Lewis's claim that he felt pressured by top government officials to put the best face on the deal. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
Hey, hope you can join us at our website, the Scratchpad there, and you can share your thoughts with our online host and blogger, Scott J. Gow, inside Marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.